This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump says the federal government has granted emergency authorization for treating COVID-19 patients with convalescent plasma. Health experts say the therapeutic needs more study before it can be celebrated, while the president calls the move a, quote, breakthrough, and one of his top health officials says it is promising. In an interview with ABC's This Week, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says a number of people at the FDA don't see the same urgency as President Trump in finding treatments for COVID-19.
We want to wear belt and suspenders the way that some of these bureaucrats want to look at it. They want to do things the way they've always done it. This president is about cutting red tape. That's what the tweet was all about.
The president took to Twitter Saturday to criticize the FDA for making it difficult to test vaccines and therapeutics. The announcement came after White House officials complained there were politically motivated delays by the Food and Drug Administration in approving a vaccine and therapeutics for the disease. There are more than 807,000 COVID-19 deaths globally, with more than 176,000 of them in the United States, followed by Brazil with more than 114,000. The number of global infections is more than 23.3 million, with the U.S., Brazil, and India together making up more than half. The United States will ensure Israel retains a military advantage in the Middle East under any future U.S. arms deals with the United Arab Emirates, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Monday. Pompeo told reporters after a meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, quote, "The United States has a legal requirement with respect to qualitative military edge. We will continue to honor that," end quote. A U.S. brokered deal on normalizing relations between Israel and the UAE was announced August 13th. This is VOA News. Austria is expelling a Russian diplomat for breaching the Vienna Convention governing diplomats' privileges and immunities, an Austrian foreign ministry spokesman said Monday in what a tabloid newspaper reported as an economic espionage case. Quote, "His behavior is not in accordance with the Vienna Convention," the foreign ministry spokesman said, declining to elaborate further on the case, including details reported in the newspaper. The Russian embassy responded on Twitter with, quote, "We are outraged by the unfounded decision of the Austrian authorities, which is damaging to constructive relations," end quote. China has launched the first of four most advanced warships it is building for Pakistan and deepening defense and economic ties between the two allied nations. The development comes as both the countries are locked in border tensions with their mutual neighbor, India. The Pakistan Navy said Sunday that a Chinese state-owned shipyard in Shanghai held the launching ceremony for the frigate with top officials from the service in attendance. The statement did not mention the cost of military vessels, but reported estimates are more than $350 million each. Tens of thousands of people rallied in the Belarus capital Sunday and called for President Alexander Lukashenko to resign after disputed election results, a post-election crackdown, and a heavy military presence in the city. Protesters, many wearing and waving the opposition's colors of red and white, chanted, quote, "Freedom, and we will not forget, and we will not forgive," as they marched through the city center of Minsk. State media reported about 20,000 protesters took part, but opposition-leaning media put the estimate at nearly 100,000 protesters. The demonstrations began after the August 9th election, in which Lukashenko claimed 80% of the vote. The results drew claims of fraud by opposition parties. The U.S. southern state of Louisiana is getting a 1-2 weather punch as two predicted hurricanes are set to make landfall, and the governor is warning residents to be prepared. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Governor John Bel Edwards is warning residents will start to feel the effect of Marco Monday.
You need to be prepared to ride out these storms.
He says that's because help may be delayed.
As soon as possible, maybe longer than it ordinarily is, because we got the second storm coming in so soon behind the first one.
The governor says find a safe place, possibly with family, because of the coronavirus. Congregant sheltering is a last resort. By Wednesday, Laura starts affecting the coast, says National Weather Service meteorologist Ben Schott.
Though the winds may not be the greatest threat, there will be a significant threat when it comes to the rainfall.
I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.